Good Shepherd Sunday is also traditionally a day of speaking about vocations. And it reminds me of a story from college. I took one class in the ROTC program in Introduction to Military Science, which was a class that helped me to realize that I was neither cut out for the military nor for science. But it was interesting in that at one point they had a few recruiters come in. And I believe it was one from the Air Force, one from the Navy, and one from the Marine Corps. And they spoke to us after class. And there were about 200 to 250 of us in that lecture hall. The first man got up from one of the services, I believe the Air Force, and he spoke. He was a young recruiter who spoke about the various benefits of joining the military, of the idea of being able to see the world, of being able to learn new skills that could take you to a new career, and of course things like the GI Bill. And the gentleman from the Navy, who was also a young recruiter, did the same. Now, the recruiter from the Marine Corps was a much older man, probably in his late 50s, early 60s, and he was an old master sergeant. And so he got up, and he just spent the first 30 or 40 seconds looking around the room in silence, which is pretty awkward for all of us. But after he had looked around for a little while, all he said was, "Well, I've looked all of you folks over, and there's three, maybe four of you who have what it takes to be a Marine. If you think you're one of them, you can come talk to me." Now, afterwards, the two that had talked about all the benefits and the things that they could see by joining those services had a few people around the table. Meanwhile, there was a long line to talk to the Marine Corps guy, because everyone thought they could be that one or two people who was called, who had the ability to be a Marine. Now, I'm not here to engage in a debate about what the superior service is. We all know that the Coast Guard has that distinction, having come from that. But rather about recruiting techniques. Because that Marine Corps Master Sergeant hit upon something that's deep within all of us, especially in young people. This idea that we want to be somebody remarkable. We want to do something that's remarkable. And he understood that. And by challenging them to look within themselves, it called them to something more. Now, most of us, well, most of you, are called to marriage. Because that is the call that is natural within us. And it's a remarkable call in itself. None of us would be here without it. It's the calling that provides for new life. And we would have no other vocations if it weren't for the vocation to marriage. However, there is that calling to something supernatural, to something beyond nature, which is a call to the priesthood or to the religious life. For young men to walk away from what they're naturally called to and to go into the priesthood. For young women to walk away from what they're naturally called to and become a spouse of Christ and give their lives over to Him. This is why we can't discount a spiritual call, a supernatural call, simply because we also might feel called to marriage. It's amazing in seminary how many guys would feel very strongly about their call when they were among all the guys in the seminary. But then on the day off, they'd go into the city, meet a pretty girl, and think, "Oh, maybe I am called to marriage." The idea being that that is a natural call within us. But we always have to look at deeper and say, am I called to something else? Am I called to be with the Good Shepherd? Because when Jesus called the apostles, it was something unique. It doesn't seem natural when he went up to the apostles and said, "Come follow me," for them to drop their nets, leave their families, and go immediately with Christ. And people often look at that and say, that doesn't seem like a natural scene. You know, a literary critic might look at it and be like, that's a little beyond belief. And yet, we know that it is possible, because that is the supernatural nature of the call. When Christ calls somebody by name, they have a choice. Now, it doesn't mean that they will always immediately leave what they're doing and follow him. Because in contrast to the apostles who went around the world bringing followers to Christ, being those extensions of the Good Shepherd, we have in contrast the idea of the rich young man, who we remember Jesus also called. And he told him, sell everything that you have, then come follow me. But that young man was looking only at his own comfort. He went away sad because he had many possessions and he didn't want to give it up for a supernatural calling. Because of that, we don't have any churches named for the rich young man. We don't even know his name because he was mired in his own comfort. This is why Pope Benedict said to the young people in 2008 at World Youth Day, the world promises you comfort, but we weren't made for comfort. We were made for greatness. Because no matter what our vocation is, we're called to live it heroically. And it's not always comfortable to live our vocation. But especially for those who are called to do something supernatural, it can be very difficult at times to leave the things that are natural goods, such as marriage. But this ability to be a father to everyone, or as a religious sister, to be a mother to the church, is vital. Because when we look at a person who is married, they have obligations, natural obligations to their spouse and to their children. But a priest or religious sister has a radical availability for the whole world. One of my friends was at his parish, and they had a field day where multiple Catholic schools came in and they sort of competed in different sports together. And he was competing in some of the sports as well, so he was wearing athletic clothes. So as he was walking through, a lot of the little kids thought that he was one of the fathers who were also there helping out. And he heard one child ask another, whose dad is that? And the other child who went to the school that he was assigned to said, oh, that's Father Tim. He's the father of everybody. In other words, out of the mouths of babes, they understand there's a radical availability that we can be the father truly to an entire parish and to an entire church because we are able to have that radical availability. So if we consider that we're not made for comfort, we're made for greatness, we have to consider where that greatness lies. And if you're one of those few young people who thinks that you might be called to the priesthood of religious life, like that Marine Corps sergeant, I encourage you to come and speak to me, or speak to Father Saunders, because there is nothing that will make you happier than following the call that Christ has called you to. And if that is the priesthood, if he is calling you to be a good shepherd, helping the good shepherd, then you'll never find a happier way to live out your life. A life not of comfort all the time, but a life that is truly great.